Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 5 of Astral's Realm. It's been a while. I was looking to do a show on Wednesday, but it's been a very busy week for me, and, you know, it's glad to be back at it. A lot has transpired since our last episode. You know, the world was a different place, and here we are now in February 2nd, 2019. Beautiful thing. Groundhog, Puxcatani Phil, saw his shadow. Well, actually, he didn't see his shadow, my bad. So, spring, he's definitely coming. Over here in Florida, it's about 70 degrees. It's been a very crazy, you know, rough winter for the last week or so. Shout out to all my people out there in the Midwest, you know, particularly in Chicago, who were, you know, deeply affected by, Winter Storm Jaden. No, Jaden Smith. Pray for y'all. Still praying for y'all. Been a crazy week, needless to say. What else? Tekashi 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine apparently is been charged with the 9 counts of racketeering and drug charges and all that stuff that he was doing. There's that. He's supposedly gonna get out when he's 69 years old. So yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine, 69 years old. That's pretty funny. Yeah. Anyway, what else? Oh yeah, Blueface, bleed him, baby, Blueface baby. He just got arrested yesterday. Yeah, for, you know, mopping the floor and taking out the wet sign or something. DMX, yo, he got out of jail. So shout out to DMX. DMX got out of jail. Blueface, you know, got arrested. 6ix9ine doing his thing. Some more positive news. Just saw the trailer for Of Mice and Men, which is the Sundance Film Festival right now. And basically what that is, for those who don't know, is that is a Wu-Tang Clan documentary. You know, it's been a long time coming since we had a really solid Wu-Tang documentary. So, definitely looking forward to that when it comes out later this year. Yeah, shout out to my boy Jason Burge and his lovely fiance, Deanna. You know, they just got engaged over in Niagara Falls. Bless up, bro. And bless up, Future Sis. Yeah, I never met you, but blessings on blessings. Yeah, what else? Still on the job hunt, you know, we still grinding out here. I did start doing something different. I started making cover art. I started making cover art for albums and, started making it for myself. And I got a couple other people that I started making cover art for as well. So if anybody needs cover art for albums or singles or anything, even posters or whatnot, you know, I got an app that I do that with now. So yeah, got that. What's it? I'm trying to get back into doing the online DJing thing again. It's been a cool minute since I started doing that, but, you know, the homies in the ODJ Family Clan, shout out to y'all. You know, I've been trying to get me hook up with this livesets.com thing, but, you know, I'm still having some issues with Traktor. Hopefully I can get back on there. What else? Oh, yeah. Shout out to my Patreons. Still only got one for the moment, but, you know, bless up. Love y'all, Patreons. I'm going to try to come out, you know, with some more content regularly. I'm going to try to keep the podcast thing to Mondays, you know. It's been a Wednesdays for the most part, and now it's Saturday, but I want to try to keep it doing a weekly thing, you know, doing that. What else? Shout out to the homie Sam Flo. You know, he's been ghosting me for the past couple of days. I'm not sure what's going on, but, you know, love you, bro. You know, appreciated doing that interview with you. I hope you are well. Shout out to the homie Q, you know, DJ, Skylo, and, you know, shout out to the whole old DJ Familiar Clan. Shout out, Spice. Shout out, Domino. Shout out, Danny. I forgot your name, the masked rapper. I don't remember your name, Danny Cancilla. think your name is. Shout out DC, holding it down, you know, in gritty, gritty Philly, you know. Shout out to C-Fella. Shout out to the homie India at Azzy Beats. Yeah, shout out to you. Shout out to Jay Bird. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the real, recognized real, holding it down. Shout out to all my Astral fans, man. My Dark Aura release has been very beautiful. Nah, doing what I expected it to be doing, but we definitely getting some numbers up there. We're, you know, a couple hundred streams. You know, trying to do a bigger push. Shout out to BMI Broadcast Music Inc. Just got my royalty check again. This is the first year that I actually, as far as doing my taxes, I actually made enough money where I actually got a 1099. So shout out BMI, you know, holding it down with my music. Appreciate it. Love y'all. Yeah, man. What else? Man, I don't know. I just got a lot on my mind, man. Just not having the job has been really tumultuous thing. And I'm just trying to get back to it, you know. Shout out God, man. Holding me down through this this period. And you know, we got like a month and 27 days, and then I'll be 30. So I got like a little less than 2 months, and I'm gonna be 30. And that's crazy, man. Hasn't really settled in yet that I'm 29, but I'm about to be 30. And, you know, all my friends are getting married. All my friends are engaged or married, or some are getting divorced. Whole bunch of craziness, man. It feels good to get back on the mic and, you know, appreciate all y'all listening to me, you know, trying to figure out what I'm doing with my life. And, you know, doing this gives me a sense of purpose, because, you know, as my voice is getting heard, and I appreciate that. So, yeah, I just need a minute. Man. What else? Oh, yeah, I recently finished Season 1 of the anime Sword Art Online. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it. It's a pretty popular anime. Been putting it off for years. It came out like 7 years ago, and you know, started getting into it. It's a beautiful series. Very emotional. You know, a lot of stuff goes on. It's very well written. And you know, if you guys are into animes, you might have already seen it, but I started getting into it. I'm a fan of it, you know. Shout out to DiGiorno, holding up my keyboard. You know, everybody's like, oh, they see me performing. You know, back when I was performing on Facebook Live, like, oh, you got a DiGiorno box holding up your keyboard. I'm like, yeah, DiGiorno holding me down all these years, man. Once the pizza's gone, you got the box. So, you know. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I should probably announce it. So I have my next B tape release is going to be called Hearts Candy Flower. Artwork is already done. The tracks are being finalized. And I'm trying to drop that, well, more than likely for Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day, I think, is like a... Let me check 1 minute here. Valentine's Day is a Thursday. So, if I put it up on Thursday, it might come out on Thursday, or it might come out on the 15th. But, you know, it's definitely gonna be Valentine's Day weekend, which I'll be spending single this year, but that's okay, you know. No harm, no foul, you know. Everybody got somebody, and I got my music, man. Music be holding me down all these years. Ain't never gonna let me down. Love you, music. You know, I love my music. what else? Oh yeah, that Soulja Boy shit, that shit finally died down, so that's a good thing. Thank God for that. We don't need no more Soulja Boy. So that about covers it. I'll hit you guys back in a week. a Monday. Well, not a week, a Monday. I'm going to start doing Monday, make a weekly podcast. And this is Astro Blitz signing out. Peace.